Welcome to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. With over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist, I am dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Learn about the power of thought and how it shapes your life to take risks, change careers, find love, go on adventures, and live passionately with me, Dr. Diane. Get ready for revolutionary ways of thinking, being, and creating an amazing life. The Dr. Diane Show starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Hayden, and you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, where we will explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul. Each time on the Dr. Diane Show, we will have experts from around the country discussing cutting-edge topics on longevity medicine, natural health, mindset, and soul purpose to help you shift your perspective and become a mindset warrior like me. Today, I'm excited to introduce my guest, Stephen Frank. He is an innovative herbalist for Nature's Right. His concoctions and decoctions have helped thousands achieve more comfortable and healthier lives. Mr. Frank has spent more than a decade doing medical research and has numerous patents in the healthcare arena. His products and formulations can be seen at www.mynaturesright.com. That's MYNATURESRITE.com. So welcome, Steve. How are you today?
I'm very well, Dr. Diane. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. So I usually like to start these by giving our listeners a little bit more of an insight into who you are and how you came to be, you know, doing what you're doing. And you have quite an interesting background for sure and a wealth of knowledge. I mean, I know I have, you and I have gone back a million times back and forth on stuff like, you know, what do I do for this? And what do I do for that and whatnot? So I just, you know, I love that you're here with us today and we're going to be talking a lot about natural medicine and your specific formulations, but how did this all get started? How did you come to be involved in natural medicine and herbalism?
I became a parent.
That'll do it.
It makes a lot of changes in your life. But at the time, I was designing electronic medical equipment. And so I had quite a history of understanding physiology and medicine and dealing with it by designing microprocessor-based medical equipment that did unbelievably ridiculous things. But when I started having kids, you know, they go to daycare and they bring home the catch of the day. Well, as a parent, you want to help them. You know, when they catch a cold or have a tummy ache or whatever it is, earaches. I found that allopathic medicine, Western medicine, the solutions that they offered for these often didn't work and sometimes were ridiculous and such that I wouldn't use them. So I started to set my engineering mind towards solving some of these problems. And initially, what happened is one of my sons had persistent ear infections, and my wife suggested that we use tea tree oil. And I thought, well, that's just ridiculous. And then I read a little bit about it, and we tried it, and it worked. And I thought, maybe I'm judging this too harshly. And that's where it all started. And I started to study some of the, what people would call heretical, but I consider traditional healing techniques, and learned a great deal and built, in fact, a couple companies based on what I learned, spent many years doing medical research, and share what I can with the people who are willing to listen.
Yeah, you have such a unique background being an engineer and then transitioning into medical research. I mean, I think that gives you quite a different perspective on things. And
oh, you bet.
Yeah. And even from just, you know, the natural medicine, like there's just so many amazing things out there that people don't even know about, really. And it's just you know, obviously, like what we're doing, we're trying to get more information out there. And but how did that path shape, you know, starting this company? So obviously, your wife was onto something when she suggested a natural supplement. And I love that you use the word traditional, because I feel like, you know, Chinese medicine, supplements, herbals, that should be called traditional medicine. And it's not. It's called alternative medicine. To me, I know, exactly.
Yeah, right. When, if you go to Thailand, they consider the traditional medicine, the normal medicine, and the Western medicine that they've imported over the last 50 or 60 years is considered alternative.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Very different viewpoint. As a matter of fact, not only is the Chinese medicine traditional and have a long history, but it has a long history throughout Europe and North America as well, with the Native American and the Europeans. They even found a number of what we consider medicinal herbs in the tombs of the pharaohs.
Wow.
Yep. Wrap your head around that for a second.
Yep.
That means thousands of years ago, people understood the value of using these herbs. And even back in the times, a couple thousand years ago, I mean, they brought myrrh to Jesus as a gift because they recognized the value of that. There's a significant history in this. And what I bring to it from my engineering background is a couple of rather eclectic skills. As an engineer, you're taught to define problems before you try and solve them. Unfortunately, this is not taught in allopathic medical school. But the engineering mentality is to understand what's truly going on before you start to come up with a solution. That point of view, that approach to problem solving is really an important addition to natural medicine. One of the other things we do is when you come up with a solution, a proposed solution, you test it. How did it perform? If it didn't perform, why? What can I do to adjust that? Because in the end, you have to create a system that works. And that closed loop technique of looking at your mistakes, understanding how and why they failed, and adjusting your approach is a very scientific and engineering-oriented philosophy that is not heavily represented in the area of natural medicine. So that's another thing that really has guided what I'm doing here. And in effect, what it's really done is caused me to put together a company and a set of products that are well engineered. These are good solutions. They're holistic solutions. They're multifaceted solutions, as opposed to simple one or two herb tinctures or decoctions that we use. And in fact, it even allowed me to design and build most of the equipment that we use in the company, which is probably not something that most other natural product companies do.
Oh, that's unheard of, I think.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely.
When I first started getting involved with silver, it was actually through silver iontophoresis. And I was designing equipment to use that to treat dermatological infections. Then later, I ended up understanding about silver colloids and designed equipment to make silver colloids. And I spent years doing experiments in my basement, interestingly enough, understanding how the different parameters, the reaction chamber geometry and the temperatures and the ratios of surface areas and proportions affected the outcome and what you got. And I spent years actually optimizing, engineering the perfect system to make this. And now we make what I consider to be a world-class colloid. And when I compare it in the laboratory against other commercial colloids, we win. We kill more germs. And ultimately, that's what people want.
Yeah, so go ahead.
No, I was going to say the engineering background really has manifested itself in several ways throughout the product development and the company development. And it brought us to being more than a Me Too company. We are a trend-setting company. We are setting new directions and moving in new ways.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. I've worked for a couple of different nutritional supplement companies, and the corporate people, like the people who start the companies usually, like there might be a nutritionist, you know, who is one of the founders, but a lot of times it's just business guys and they end up having to hire a bunch of formulators and, you know, medical staff and stuff like that. But I think the advantage that you have is that you have the engineering background, you've done all this research in, you know, natural medicine, and you have a business mind too. And that's really such a great combination.
I actually consider my business mind the weak link. If you got to pick a spot where I'm falling down, because I'm pretty good at making products and understanding physiology and treating disease, but not so much the business mind.
Well, I might beg to differ on that, but that's for another discussion. So we're going to be talking a lot about your different products. And I know many people may not even be familiar with what colloidal silver is. And we have a couple minutes before we go to break, but can we just touch on that a little bit? Like, how would you explain to people, what that is and how you even,
I'll take a shot at it, but that's more than a 2-minute discussion.
Sure.
basic chemistry says that a colloid is one substance suspended within another substance. In the case of a silver colloid, these are small particles of silver that are held in suspension by the activity, the Brownian motion of the water molecules as they agitate and vibrate around because of the zero point energy that exists through them. So what you have is a suspension of microparticles, we call them nanoparticles, whatever. And that is what basically a silver colloid is. Now, some people have taken to increasing the concentration of these particles that can be suspension by attaching hydrophilic tails to them. These are other compounds or proteins or sugars that will allow them, more of them, to stay in suspension. So you can get higher concentrations. You can get 250 parts per million, 500 parts per million. Unfortunately, by adding these hydrophilic tails, they reduce the activity level, the antimicrobial capability of these silver particles. So it's really counterproductive. You can take a 250 or 500 part per million silver colloid and put it up against my 50 part per million pure silver colloid in a comparison assay where you're trying to see how many germs can you kill. They lose. They have much more concentration, but they perform much in a much better way. So a good colloid is one that has relatively small particles, and most of them nowadays do, and a good concentration, 30, 40, 50 parts per million, without adulterating it by attaching hydrophilic tails. And there are a number of people out there that sell these colloids. We sell one. There are others that work reasonably well, too.
All right. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more with Stephen Frank from Nature's Right.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you, but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the diamond dowsing method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit But what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can find me at www.drdianehayden.com or at either of my publications, www.naturalnutmeg.com and www.essentialnaples.com. And you can find more info on my guest, Stephen Frank, at www.mynaturesright.com. That's MynatureSrite.com. So welcome back, Stephen. Let's get into, I'm sure people are very curious. We just touched on literally like 2 seconds of what you do as far as your products. So let's talk about, what do you think some of your more popular products are?
We sell an awful lot of a product called sleep apnea relief. This is a product that actually deals with sleep apnea at the root level, at the what causes it level. So it doesn't really matter whether you've been diagnosed with obstructive or central sleep apnea. This is going to help you. We have a lot of repeat business on that. I can't tell you how many times we get people to call in and order a half dozen or a dozen at a time. We have some customers that order it by the case, put it in their freezer because they don't want to be out of it. That's a real popular one. Is if you have sleep apnea, you realize the value of a good night's sleep. After that, I guess our sinus products are a real big hit. We have perhaps the best treatment for sinusitis that I've run across. We've helped many, many people who have had chronic infections for years get over that condition. We have sinus sprays and we have neti pot rinses, and those are a real big item. But you know, along those lines, right now, we're selling an awful lot of respiratory products because of the
COVID. Can't imagine why.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what. If you get COVID and you sit down with some respiratory relief and a little bit of throat spray, if you got the, you know, the sore throat from that, you'll knock it out in a day or two. It's just so easy to knock that that virus out. It's not even funny.
So, and we're going to get into a little bit more about that later. I'll just tease people with our upcoming discussion about COVID. But when you say respiratory relief, so explain what that is, because I imagine people are probably thinking, oh, is it a tablet? Is it a capsule? Like, how do people take that?
Right. It's an enhanced aqueous silver colloid. That's a very fancy way of saying it's an antimicrobial agent. Mm-hmm. It kills germs, viruses. So you put this liquid into a nebulizer and you put the little mask up to your nose and breathe it in. And it gets down into your lungs and coats the tissues where the virus is replicating. That's the important part. You're putting this very effective active agent right where they're replicating, and it stops that. It works very well for bronchitis or for any kind of fungal respiratory infection as well. But if you have a lower respiratory infection, you need to put your active agent in the lungs, in the bronchi, where they are multiplying. And that's something that taking some kind of systemic oral drug doesn't do.
I know. And it's so amazing, isn't it? Like when you think through it logically, it makes perfect sense. Yes, absolutely. Of course, you would want to take something in a nebulizer that gets into your lungs, which is where the infection is. Why are we taking things via IV or orally? You know, it's just, it doesn't even make any sense really, because it's got to go through your whole digestive system.
Oh yeah.
And probably not even really address what it's supposed to be doing. It's nuts.
90% of it is going to be in parts of your body where it's not needed. The analogy that I like to use is if your stove catches on fire, do you flood the kitchen? Of course, that would work. Right. Or do you pick up the fire extinguisher and hit the pan? So taking an oral antimicrobial with a nebulizer puts the active agent where it needs to be, and only where it needs to be. Same thing with treating sinusitis. When you put it in a nasal spray bottle or in a neti pot, you're putting it into your sinuses. Taking antibiotics for a sinus infection is insane. It goes throughout your entire body, destroys and upsets the fauna and flora in your digestive tract. It's on the tips of your fingers and your toes, and there's no sinus infection there. So what we advocate doing is using nasal spray to put it in your sinuses here in your nasal environment, and then using the super neti juice in a neti pot and pouring it in and getting it up into your sinuses, putting it only where you need it. And these enhanced aqueous silver colloids are extraordinarily effective at killing both bacteria and fungus. And we all know that both of those are involved in a sinus infection. Mm-hmm. There's just an example of where the engineer in me says, let's treat this problem correctly. Taking something orally where you have to digest it, and then it passes through your liver, and what's left goes throughout your body to the whole rest of your body. Well, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So when you were just talking about bacteria and things like that, it just made me think about oral health, because a lot of people don't even think about how, or don't even understand or know that a lot of illness starts in your mouth. Some dentists would say all illness starts in your mouth, right? And so
there are a number of people who advocate that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a stretch, right? Because we do breathe also.
True.
But the important fact that you've mentioned is that oral health is really critical to your entire holistic system health. And we actually make a product for that called oral and dental therapy, which if, you know, just once every other day or a few times a week, if you swish it around in your mouth, you'll get rid of all sorts of bad bacteria and fungus that are growing there. If you've got an infected tooth or a cracked tooth or something, you can absolutely keep it from being infected. Now, when you think about the fact that cavities are formed by bacteria eroding the surface of your teeth with an exotoxin that they produce, wouldn't it be nice to have something that's completely benign that you could flush in your mouth and kill them every day? Now, we're not talking about some of these really nasty antibiotic and chemical mouthwashes. We're talking about a very benign enhanced aqueous silver colloid. You flush it around, you spit it out, it's all good.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. Somebody, a naturopath I was talking to recently, actually suggested hydrogen peroxide. And I thought, what? You can't put hydrogen peroxide in your mouth. And she's like, yes, you can. And a lot of biological dentists actually recommend doing that. Because they don't have your product, of course,
right.
But then when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I mean, obviously that's going to kill bacteria.
Oh yeah. Using an antimicrobial in the oral environment is really an effective and important part of your whole body health. I would just say that using our oral and dental therapy is probably a whole lot more comfortable than filling your mouth with hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
And I would also advocate that it's probably much more effective. We actually did some testing at the dental school in Gainesville, Florida, where they measured the penetration capability of our oral and dental therapy to get through the dental biofilms that exist and protect the bacteria. And it penetrated it very well. So what you have to do really is understand how you've got to address and kill these bacteria and come up with the right solution. Obviously, brushing is a good thing. But I've found the good hard swishing will get below the gum line. And if you have a cracked or infected tooth, you can absolutely knock that infection out. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But we have other products, too, that aren't in the antimicrobial realm. And we have products that deal with musculoskeletal issues. There's a lot of people that I meet, because I live in Sarasota, that have stopped playing tennis or golf because their shoulders hurt or their elbows hurt. And it's really a shame, because, you know, we live in a place where playing golf and tennis is perfect here. The weather is so good. And to see them not being able to do that is really a shame. So we have some products that actually repair damage to soft tissue. instead of just masking the pain. And that's really an interesting change of paradigm, because most of allopathic medicine will give you cortisone shots or tell you to take painkillers, and they're ignoring the basic problem. It hurts because there's damage. Mm-hmm. And the engineering approach, of course, is fix the damage. The hurt will go away. And that's what these products do. Most people don't realize that you can even do that, but you can. There are a number of herbs, plantain and comfrey, which produce a substance which actually causes the fibroblasts in your body to lay down reparative collagen. You can actually fix the damage. Cortisone does not do that.
Yeah, I can actually attest to this. My boyfriend's sister-in-law has rheumatoid arthritis, and she's, and I forget the name of the product, but I gave her one of your products to use, and she was raving about it. I mean, literally there was nothing that could touch her pain, and she tried your product, and within like a couple of days, it was just the difference was amazing. And I think she's still buying it. Now I forget what it was, but
it was probably joint relief.
Okay.
And when I developed that recipe, it was one of the most extremely difficult recipes that I've had to develop, because there are about four or five different major types of arthritis. Mm-hmm. There are a number of different causes. So how do you come up with one formulation of herbs that will address all of them? It was difficult. I studied the herbal books that I have for months and months and months, and tried a number of different formulations. The formulation that we have now in joint relief, we actually ran through a test group of 200 people, and we got an 80% approval rating, which was far in excess of what they'd seen before, but also in excess of what I had expected, because there are so many different types and causes of arthritis. It's very difficult, Diane, because not all products work for all people. People are different. Conditions are different. The causes of the problem are different.
And yeah, that's so exactly right. We're going to talk more about this, but you're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about herbal and natural remedies with Stephen Frank. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Are you constantly trying to figure out who you are, where you belong, and what your purpose is? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you to the core of your soul blueprint. Knowing your soul blueprint helps you to figure out your life in a way that works best for you on your own terms. You'll walk away feeling genuinely seen, heard, and appreciated for the gift that you truly are in the universe. To register for her Soul Blueprint online course and Soul Blueprint reading, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told, so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. I'm talking today with Stephen Frank, founder of Nature's Right. You can learn more about him and his products at www.mynaturesright.com. That's MynaturesRight.com. And we were talking before the break about some great products that you have to treat things like arthritis and pain. Were there any others related to that area that you want to talk about, or we want to jump into something else, Steve?
Well, sure. We have a lot of products for common ailments that don't have a good solution. For instance, rashes, eczema. If you see a dermatologist, they're likely to give you a cortisone cream, but that doesn't address the problem. Our rash relief actually addresses the problem in three different ways. It gets rid of the itch and the pain, but it also addresses the cause of the problem, which is a symbiotic relationship between a bacteria and a virus. So we have antivirals and antibacterials to stop that. And then, of course, we have constituents in there which help the body to repair the damage. You need a good skin boundary to keep those guys out. So our solutions to these problems are three-faceted, really address the symptoms, deal with the problem, and help the body to heal itself. So eczema, rash relief, is a good example of that. We have other problems or solutions or problems. The throat relief is good when you have a sore throat. We have a food poisoning.
I was just going to say, I hope he mentions that, because I remember you told me about that. I was like, no way. That blew my mind. That product is amazing.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah. Once you've had food poisoning and you use that, it totally, it's a paradigm changer. You go, oh my goodness, there's something that actually works. It's gone to the top of Mount Everest with hikers. It's gone on many vacations. We get letters all the time from people that say, you saved my vacation. If you get food poisoning and you drink a bottle of that stuff, it's done. If you wait until you're really, really sick, it might take, 6 or 8 hours. But if you start feeling queasy and you drop a bottle of that, within an hour, it's as if it didn't happen, because it addresses the cause. It kills the bacteria that are causing the problem. Instead of just trying to soothe and coat the stomach, that's nonsense. So it's really a great thing. I think every medicine cabinet in this country should have a few bottles. Every mom should have a couple of bottles in her purse. The reason we got started with that is when I had two little boys, and they'll go out and play in the dirt and stick their fingers in their mouths. And next thing you know, one of them's sitting on the couch going, I got a tummy ache. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to give them? You're not going to give them antibiotics. You're not going to take them to the hospital. And so we started using this. And within 30 minutes, they were feeling better. An hour later, they'd be up chasing their brother around the house just like nothing ever happened. I've been using this stuff. We've used it in Haiti to cure cholera and typhoid. It's just a remarkable product.
Wow. What's the name of it again?
Food poisoning relief.
Wow. Okay.
Go figure, right?
We're not going to forget that. Now tell me, okay, so food poisoning, what if someone's not sure if they have food poisoning or it's a stomach bug?
Well, like a virus. An interesting point. Yeah. The norovirus is problematic. We did go on a cruise with some friends and they picked up the norovirus, and I can tell you that it reduced the effect, but it didn't completely knock it out.
Right. Because it's not bacteria. It's a virus.
Yeah. It's a toughie. No, it's antiviral to a certain extent. But the norovirus has an ability to burrow into the lining of the stomach and really avoid contact with this. It's a toughie. It's a toughie. But I've seen people with, well, as a matter of fact, I just got a letter from one of our customers last week. Her brother had diverticulitis. And so she sent him some large bottles with the digestive and urinary tonic. And he was calling up his family and making peace and saying goodbye because he was sure he was going to die. Everything that allopathic medicine had tried on him failed, and he couldn't keep food down. He was wasting away. Within 2 days, he was eating again. Now he's completely over it. So C. difficile, diverticulitis, food poisoning, that's the cat's meow. It's the thing to go with.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's wonderful.
What else do you have for us?
It's wonderfully enabling, you know. I mean, when you realize that if you eat some leftovers from the refrigerator, or if you go to some roadside food stand in Thailand or South or Central America, and you get a food poisoning bug, it's not the end. You can deal with it. That's incredibly empowering.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I never thought about it that way from just a vacation standpoint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. So what else? Anything we haven't touched on that you think is really important for people to know about your product line? Any other products?
Well, one of the things that makes our products different than other people is what we call the instructions for use, the IFUs. There are a lot of people out there that sell silver colloids. There are people out there that sell all sorts of herbal products. But we make a strong point out of telling you how to use these tools so that they will actually work for you. If you take a teaspoon of silver colloid and hold it under your tongue, it's not going to help if you have a cold. The cold is not in under your tongue. So when we sell you a product, the instructions on that product are very clearly designed for urinary tract infections, for digestive problems, for food poisoning. They're very carefully designed and tested and honed over many years so that you will take this active agent and make it work. If I give you a hammer and I don't tell you which end of it to use, you're not going to do well building a house. It's very important that all of our products come with effective directions that tell you how to use them so they'll work. And that's one of the things that makes our products different than others.
Yeah. And that's great too, because honestly, like people go online, I'm sure they buy supplements from all over the place and there's a recommendation on there, but unless you're really working with a naturopath or herbologist, you don't really know how much you should be taking, or even if you should be taking that particular product for whatever you're
frequently you should be taking.
Right.
Or in what volume you should be taking it, or for how long you should be taking it, or what things you should avoid doing while you're taking. All of these are critical in the protocol to make sure that it works.
Right. Exactly. And I know we've been mentioning your website all along. That's the only place where people can get the product, correct? At mynaturesright.com?
Actually, we're on Amazon in several different places, and there are a number of small resellers across the country, doctor's offices, massage therapists, acupuncturists, who also stock and sell our products. You can get anything from us online, but you can find it on Amazon and often locally as well.
Okay. Yeah. And if someone, easiest thing to do is obviously go to your website and or Amazon, unless someone's working with a practitioner who they know distributes it. You mentioned before briefly about testing. I think you were talking about the oral health one, but just in general, can you want to talk a little bit about how, like, what do you do as far as like testing your products? And
well, we have to do quite a bit of testing, Diane, because we're a GMP facility, and so we do an awful lot of testing and validating of our products before they're made, while they're made, after they're made, before we can release them. As a matter of fact, one of the tests that I find relatively amusing, because you know the FDA is not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer, we buy peppermint oil from the largest and most highly recognized source of chemicals and food supplement in the world. And they send us a certificate of authenticity with the peppermint oil that says, here's the tests we did, and it's really peppermint oil, right? And we're required by the FDA to send that to an independent lab to verify that they did it correctly and that, in fact, it really is peppermint oil. So, yes, the level of testing that we do is far and beyond what should be necessary or reasonable for natural products, but rest assured, we do it. And we do operate a GMP facility and track all of the labels and the bottles and the and everything that goes into our products is carefully monitored, and our conditions under which we operate are very carefully controlled. So you can be assured that you're getting a good quality product, and you can know that when it says peppermint oil on the label, we made damn sure it was peppermint oil.
So for people who don't know what GMP is, you want to just explain that briefly?
Sure. It's just called good manufacturing practices. And these are requirements that are set down by the FDA of how we operate our facility, maintain control over the raw materials that come in the products, and then our testing of the products after they're completed, just so that we assure good quality in the products.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, I was inundated. Like I said, I work for two different nutritional supplement companies. It's just amazing the level of, you know, testing that you have to go through it, and just the regulation and everything, even though they say, you know, like, well, supplements really aren't regulated. Well, yes and no, because there's a lot of hoops that you have to jump through. That's for sure. And what you can and can't say. And
yes.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
They're actually over-regulated. We have to do bacteriostatic testing on our colloid products. Well, that's ridiculous. That's like saying, if you're making 100% pure grain alcohol, we want you to test to make sure there's no live bacteria in there. Really? But we do it. We do it. You know, it's the way it goes. So, yes, we make an excellent quality product. Not because of the GMPs, but we validate the fact that we've made an excellent quality product because of the GMPs.
Yep. Definitely. Well, we're going to take a short break just in a minute or so. We're going to finish up with our last segment, and we're going to be talking about the COVID pandemic and what you think we've learned from that, and also how to treat COVID naturally, which I'm really excited to, you know, hear from you about that and have our listeners hear that too. So before we take a break, my contact info one more time for everyone is www.drdianehayden.com. This is the Dr. Diane Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Stephen Frank.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, you are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden, and I am talking today to Stephen Frank. He is the founder of My Nature's Right. You can find more about him at www.mynaturesright.com. That's MynaturesRight.com. We've been talking about all of your amazing products today, Steve. And I wanted to save this last segment for our little conversation about the COVID pandemic and your thoughts on that and what you think we've learned from it. And then we'll get into how you treated COVID naturally, because I'm sure people want to hear about that.
Well, thanks, Dr. Diane. I think as a society, we've hopefully learned a great deal from the pandemic. But I think one of the most important or salient points is that we've learned quite unequivocally that we cannot trust our healthcare to the government.
100% agree. And that we need to take responsibility for it on our own.
Many, many years ago, the founding fathers of this country recognized that we needed a separation between church and state because religion and government should never be the same thing. I would propose to you today that we need a separation of healthcare and government, because the government is in no position to understand how each person should take care of their own health. They have no business being in that, just as they have no business telling us what God to believe or what religious rules to believe. And when they did muck up that situation and cross that line, they cost this country a terrible, terrible situation. So, for all of those listeners out there that are young and active enough and have the energy to change the world, get us a separation of healthcare and government. We need it.
Oh, come on. We're not old. We're not that old. We could do it.
It's not my battle. I have many battles, and that one's not mine.
I know.
I'm just feeding fodder to the future generations. Yep. But along those lines, you mentioned about treating it, and there are actually at least a half a dozen good ways to treat this COVID virus. It's actually not a difficult virus to defeat, interestingly enough. The means that allopathic medicine are using and have used turned out to be relatively pathetic in this country. There have been other countries that have done a number of different studies on techniques and methods that have worked quite well in Israel, in India, in the Philippines. There are a number of published studies, you can read them on PubMed, of techniques that people have used to stop this. There are so many of them. We could talk for hours on these, and they all have tremendous validity. And the clinical studies that are published on PubMed are impressive, to say the least. Now, if you talk about them here, of course, the disinformation campaign will shut you down for half-truths, or what do they call it, disinformation. It's all nonsense and political garbage. Personally, I used the tools that I had at my disposal, and I didn't even need all of them. This is really not a difficult condition to deal with. I had COVID. I got it 3 times. You might ask, were you not being careful? Yeah, well, why? It's not that big a deal. I had coworkers that gave it to me, and one was a friend who was a nurse who got it and gave it to me. In all 3 cases, I simply sat down with a nebulizer, my respiratory relief, and a book. And I just sat myself in that chair and started nebulizing. And I did it all day long. And by the next day, in 2 of the cases, by the next day, I was fine. 1 case took me 2 days to get over. That one was a little more difficult. That was a strain that really caused problems. There is another interesting technique that I use that is free. I'm not going to earn any money off this, but it's something that everyone should really understand and know. Virus and bacteria need to replicate in a very narrow range of pH. If you get the pH out of that range, the bacteria shut down and stop replicating. They stop dividing and going. Well, if they stop doing that, then the virus that inject their DNA into there are not going to replicate either. So an interesting technique that I learned, oh my goodness, many, many years ago, is to hyperventilate. If you do that until you're about dizzy and you're going to fall over, but sit in the chair when you're doing it. If you do that, you drive yourself into a condition called alkalosis, where your pH goes too high. If you then recover and do it again, your pH is shifting up, down, up, and down, up, and down, and you stop the virus or bacteria, whatever is bothering you, from replicating. This is really important, because if you can shut them down and keep them from replicating, it buys time for your immune system to build T cells to tag them and for your white blood cells to come and gobble them up. You're buying time, because otherwise they're going to double in quantities every 20 minutes. If you had 1 million, in 20 minutes you'll have 2 million, 20 minutes more, 4 million, 20 minutes more, 8 million. That's faster than your body can build T cells and your white blood cells can and get these guys. So in addition to breathing the respiratory relief from a nebulizer, I would sit there and just hyperventilate till I got dizzy, then wait and do it again. It's really simple. It's easy to do. It's extraordinarily effective. I've been using this technique for 20 years. If you're out in the middle of nowhere with nothing else, you can do that.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, it totally makes sense from a pH perspective. I didn't think about it like that, but yeah, certainly. And I feel like most people probably know this. Generally speaking, you know, we hear about this all the time. If you're in natural medicine, you hear about it all the time, that the more acidic you are, the more at risk for disease and all, you know, inflammatory things and that kind of thing. So that makes, you know, perfect sense as far as just looking at the environment, I guess, that you're creating or not creating for this virus. So how long would you do that for? Like, you know, you said you do it and then you'd wait. What did you say? Like 10 minutes or something and then try it again. I mean, is this something that you do it the whole day? You do it for a couple of hours? You do it?
No. If I'm so not so sick that I have to go home from work, I'll do it while I'm sitting at my desk and working. Just do it all throughout the day. If you catch a cold, spray sinus relief up your nose and do the hyperventilation. And by the end of the day, you'll be done. It'll be gone.
That's amazing.
It really is. There's another, if we got a minute, there's another really cool one that I read about. There's a company in Israel that makes a product called amorphous calcium carbonate. And they did a study. They took a whole bunch of people that had been admitted to hospital with serious COVID. They put half of them in a control group, half of them in the test group. They gave everyone in the test group this amorphous calcium carbonate. So for compassionate reasons, they ended up giving this amorphous calcium carbonate to the control group, and then all of them were home within 2 to 3 days. It worked very well. Now, here's the fun part, right? Do you know what amorphous calcium carbonate is?
No idea.
It's Tums.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the amorphous part of it makes it more bioabsorbable. So, okay, instead of taking 2 grams of Tums, take 3. Right. But it turns out that the calcium carbonate actually blocks the virus from gaining entry into the cells that it needs to replicate. It stops the replication. Tums.
That's just amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, this is a published study. Wow. You can go look this stuff up. But there's lots of neat tricks and techniques and stuff that I've learned over the years. And you can read about them in the healthcare toolkit. You can get this on the site. It's a valuable resource if you're interested in maintaining your health without using surgery and drugs. You can learn all sorts of things in here and get exposure to a lot of information about what causes these conditions and how to deal with it.
That's awesome. So people can buy that right on your website. Is that on your website? Is that also on Amazon or no?
Oh, it's not on Amazon, no, but on the website, you can get a hard copy or you can download a PDF.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So we've got Tums, hyperventilating, your respiratory relief. I mean, it is just amazing. You know, we just have a quick minute left, but I just want to say, you know, it's sad to me and frustrating and like infuriating sometimes that there are these natural remedies out there and people just don't even know about it. And instead of like going through all the you know, medical stuff and medicines and things like that, that so many people were, you know, were put through, like to be able to have some of this stuff on hand that you could nip something in the butt. I mean, yeah, it's just, I would recommend that everybody get that book of yours and definitely look into your, you know, your website for more information about your products.
Not having this information is just ignorance.
Yeah.
And it's understandable and it's acceptable. Suppressing this information is a crime against society.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing, Diane.
I know. I agree. So one more time, this is Stephen Frank from My Nature's Right. And the website is www.mynaturesrite.com. I want to thank you so much for being with us today,
Thanks
Steve,
for having
your wealth of information. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show. Please join me the first and third Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Next time on the show, we'll be discussing more about the power of thoughts and beliefs and the impact they have on your life. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show, revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Center your thoughts on what you want and shut the door on every suggestion of fear, worry, or lack from your own consciousness or the consciousness around you. Once you master that, everything is possible. To learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital subscription of my magazine, visit naturalnutmeg.com.